From Focal Point's Courageous Discourse, 3 days left to prosecute Anthony Fauci.
Yesterday, I joined Rob Finria on Newsmax to discuss one of the most urgent deadlines in American justice. Anthony Fauci now has just 3 days left before the 5-year statute of limitations expires on his perjury before Congress.
On May 11, 2021, Fauci testified under oath, "The NIH has not ever and does not now fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute of Virology."
That statement was made exactly 5 years ago.
Under 18 U.S.C.
Section 1001 False Statements to Congress, federal prosecutors have until May 11, 2026 to bring charges. After that, he walks free forever on this felony no matter how much evidence piles up. Senator Rand Paul has formally referred Fauci to the Department of Justice multiple times for at least 2 clear federal felonies. 1.
Lying to Congress / false statements. 18 U.S.C.
Section 1001. The core allegation is that Fauci's sworn denial of funding gain-of-function research at Wuhan was materially false. NIH grants Bayer EcoHealth Alliance sent hundreds of thousands of taxpayer dollars to the Wuhan Institute of Virology for bat coronavirus experiments that created chimeric viruses, exactly the definition of gain-of-function that Fauci denied under oath. Internal NIH emails and grant documents released years later make this denial impossible to defend.
2.
Destruction of federal records and directing others to destroy records. Fauci and top aides repeatedly instructed colleagues to delete emails after reading them to evade FOIA requests and congressional oversight.
A top Fauci advisor has already been indicted on related charges.
Paul has stated publicly, "Fauci did all 3: lying, destroying records, advising destruction."
These are not fringe theories. They are documented criminal referrals from a sitting U.S. senator backed by emails, grants, and congressional investigations.
Beyond the perjury and records violations, I laid out in the interview the 4 mechanisms through which Fauci's actions appear to have caused millions of American casualties.
1.
Funding gain-of-function experiments at the Wuhan lab. NIAID under Fauci's direction bankrolled the very experiments that sparked the global pandemic.
2.
Suppression of early treatment protocols. Fauci and his allies actively worked to discredit and suppress hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, cheap, safe, repurposed drugs with decades of safety data, while pushing dangerous and expensive alternatives.
3.
Deadly hospital protocols. Remdesivir, highly toxic, and mechanical ventilation were pushed as standard of care, contributing to an untold number of preventable hospital deaths.
4. Experimental mRNA injection mandates. Fauci relentlessly pushed coercive mandates for the experimental mRNA injections. According to the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, VAERS, this has resulted in over 1 million deaths, disabilities, and injuries.
Fauci and public health officials also used artificially inflated COVID-19 case counts to manufacture fear, justify lockdowns, school closures, and the entire vaccine mandate regime that devastated families and the economy.
A recent German study found that 86% of PCR-positive cases had no antibodies. The American people are exhausted by endless hearings with no consequences. The evidence is public. The criminal referrals are already sitting on the DOJ's desk. The statute of limitations is about to slam shut on the easiest, most provable charge, perjury.
3 days.
That's all that stands between accountability and Fauci walking away scot-free. America deserves better. The families who lost loved ones deserve better. The millions injured by these policies deserve better. The clock is ticking.
Epidemiologist and Foundation Administrator, McAuliffe Foundation. Support our mission. McAuliffe.org. Please consider following both the McAuliffe Foundation and my personal account on X, formerly Twitter, for further content.